This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Stanley Patrick Weber was convicted Friday of 11 counts of sexual abuse against four Pine Ridge boys who were his patients. The former Indian Health Service pediatrician was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office. The trial took place in federal court in Rapid City. Weber was previously found guilty in Montana of similar charges and sentenced to 18 years in prison. Reporter Victoria Wicks sat through the trial in South Dakota.
Stanley Patrick Weber's crimes have garnered national attention, in particular after a joint investigation by PBS's Frontline and The Wall Street Journal earlier this year. In March, the White House announced it was forming a task force to determine how abuse could have happened for 20 years in two states without IHS's knowing about it and stopping it. But jurors heard none of that. They heard from the four Pine Ridge victims, now grown men, as well as three other victims whose testimony bolstered the government's case. U.S. Attorney for South Dakota Ron Parsons says the men's testimony revealed a pattern of predatory behavior.
You know, the evidence at trial came out that these children were in many ways groomed by the defendant here. He selected the ones that didn't have family support, the ones that seemed the most vulnerable, the ones that he thought he could get away with molesting. This defendant befriended these people before he raped and molested them. It's tragic, but that's a pattern that we see.
Weber is 70 years old, and he's serving an 18-year sentence for his Montana guilty verdict. He's appealing that conviction, but if he fails, there's a good chance he'll die before serving out that term. Parsons says his team decided to try Weber in South Dakota anyway because the Pine Ridge victims also deserve justice.
They deserved to have their day in court, to have their stories told, to have their truth come out. And they deserved to have a verdict rendered against Stanley Patrick Weber for what he did to them.
Stanley Weber's sentencing will happen a few months from now. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Indian Health Service Principal Deputy Director Michael Wiocki in a statement said the IHS is pleased with the verdict in Weber's case, adding the IHS is doing all they can throughout the agency to strengthen protections for patients. The statement also says Weber's victims seeking professional counseling may contact the Indian Health Service for assistance. A teenage Indigenous water activist from Canada spoke at the United Nations headquarters in New York over the weekend. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, her speech came in the wake of crowds taking to the streets in Canada as part of a global climate strike.
15-year-old Autumn Pelche is from the Wikwamkoong First Nation on Manitoulin Island in northern Ontario. She called on world leaders to respect the sacredness and importance of clean water and repeated something she said before. "We can't eat money," she said, "or drink oil." Pelche was speaking at the UN's Global Landscapes Forum, a platform on sustainable land use founded by the UN and the World Bank. And she used her speech to highlight the lack of clean water in many of Canada's Indigenous communities.
"Here in my country, the Indigenous people live in third world conditions. Boil water advisories are still in existence and have been for over 20 years in some communities. There are children born into a world living off bottled water, living off a certain amount to do everyday things. I began to research this issue and discovered it was all across Canada."
Pelche said she learned from an early age through traditional knowledge about the sacredness of water. She also called for an end to the use of plastic as a step forward to a sustainable world. It was the second time Pelche spoke at the UN. A year ago, she urged the General Assembly to warrior up and stand up for the planet. The Canadian government has pledged to end long-term water advisories on reserves by 2021. 87 advisories have been lifted, but 56 are still in place. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. What AARP does might surprise you. Like sponsoring the Alaska Federation of Natives in Fairbanks, October 17th through the 19th. Information at aarp.org. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.